Okay, Parshas Bo'i. Really opens up a new chapter here, Klal Yisrael. Whereas Klal Yisrael now are being transferred from a ragtag group of people into an Am Yisrael. An Am Yisrael that are going to be leaving Mitzrayim together. Am Yisrael are going to be crossing the Yam Suf together. An Am Yisrael are going to be receiving the Torah together. And to some extent, Am Yisrael are going into Eretz Yisrael together. But in order for all this to happen, the Torah begins in Parashas Bo'i with various mitzvahs that ultimately was there to stick together, to make a cohesive nation out of a bunch of slaves who have been subjugated to all different kinds of torture, torment, those 210 years, and were unfortunately not that united before they even started. So let's go through the parasha carefully over here, and we find various mitzvahs. One mitzvah we discussed in the previous years is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the idea of the ability to die for Chodesh, ability of renewal, the ability of how Klal Yisrael have the power to dictate the processes of nature that we discussed in the past. I'd like to discuss now some very, very interesting ideas on the Korban Pesach. Poshut, the halachas of Korban Pesach, and what was meant in order for us to learn from them. Now, if you look into the Chinuch, look into the Rambam, Hilchus Korban Pesach, brought down in this week's parasha, are extremely sophisticated. They're extremely lengthy. There are many, many halachas. Mesechtas Pesachim in Shas is a Moed Mesechta. Yeah, it's brought to say the Moed, but it's full of Kodshim, it's full of Taharas. There's so much that it goes into the basic halachos of a Korban Pesach. You're dealing here with people who are highly unfocused in intellectual pursuits. Shevet Levi were studying. Shevet Levi were the Talmid HaChachamim all the way through Mitzrayim. But you're dealing here, Moshe Rabbeinu had to give them a crash course of how to keep the halachos of Korban Pesach with the very, very fine details that Chalila, if you went and transgressed any of them, you could be transgressing an Aseh, or a Lav, or a Kores, very, very Chomudinim. And the HaKadosh Baruch did not start off Klal Yisrael with some easy mitzvah of Haftar Re'ach or Kamoicha, which is difficult within itself, but you know, that it's easy for us to understand. These are all foreign ideas that have no parallel in any other mitzvah in the Torah. We don't have the concept, for example, of putting together a chabura in your own home and not being able to separate later. Or the idea of not being allowed to break a bone. They're very careful way of cooking the Korban Pesach, of how it should be cooked and how it must be roasted. Very, very complicated halachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not show any rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not hold back any mercy. And he pounded them with halacha after halacha after halacha Korban Pesach. Many of them usual, many of them unusual, many of them difficult, many of them complicated. Why was it that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael all these dinim in Korban Pesach? What's the idea behind that? So the parasha introduces itself, and the parasha says, "Mishchu ukuchu lachem." Say. This is in Perek Yud Beis. Kodesh Baruch Hu goes through the dinim, and it says, "Mishchu ukuchu lachem." Say. Mishchu kuchul, Chazal bring down. Mishchu means take yourself back, which means leave behind all your prejudices, all your preconditions of what you believe is moral. Ukuchu, and take Korban Pesach as the idea and the ideal of focusing on this mitzvah to know who we are and what we're supposed to be doing. So let's go through the Hilchos Korban Pesach and try and learn out concrete ideas of what Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted for us then. In Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof Dalet, says as follows. The Pasuk says over there, it goes through the halachos of Korban Pesach, and it says, Ushmartem es hadova hazeh, l'chok l'cho ulevanecha ad oilom. I'll read out the Pasuk again, I'd like to see if anyone can pick up on the imbalance of the Pasuk. Ushmartem es hadova hazeh.
Which?
Ushmartem es hadova hazeh, it means the halachos of Pesach, l'chok l'cho ulevanecha ad oilom. Exactly. Ushmartem is you plural. Ushmartem. And you shall guard Esadov Azeh. Lechok, lecho, Ulavanecha ad oilam. They went into singular. Why does the pasuk start off plural? Or shmartem es lava hazayu, plural should God. And then it goes into singular, lecha ulavanecha ad oilam, into the singular. What's the idea behind that?
Together in the houses, together
no.
in the chaburim.
That we'll see as well, yeah. But this is within the halachos of Korban Pesach. Within the halachos of Korban Pesach, you, Klal Yisrael, ushmartem estava hazeh, lechok lecha ulavanecha. What's the idea behind that?
So, lechok ulavanecha is the two. You and your children is the plural.
No, but it's lechok vanecha is a command to you, singular, ulavanecha, and to your children, singular. Not ushmartem, it's referring to Klal Yisrael. So Rosham Shem Fal Hish, and it's very interesting how there's nine of Torah, Rav Sorotskin, they say a lot of things in common. And I don't believe that Rav Zalman Sorotskin takes from Rosham Shem Fal Hish and doesn't quote him. It's just very interesting how many, many ideas of focusing on Pesukim that come out with the very same kind of Hashkafa. And he said like this. He said, Korban Pesach, and the concept of Klal Yisrael receiving this mitzvah now, is on the backdrop of a historical splintered nation. Klal Yisrael had very difficult beginnings. Avraham Avinu had children. They wanted to kill each other. Yishmael wanted to kill Yitzchak. Yitzchak had children who wanted to kill each other. Esav wanted to kill Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, the Sholem, Yaakov Avinu was a mitosu shlema. He had children who wanted to kill each other. They wanted to kill Yosef. Right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw with his Chochmah Atzuma that Klal Yisrael, in order for them to be a nation, they have to get rid of the prejudices. They've got to get rid of the differences. And a way to do that, and you see this, Lahabdul, you've seen that, there's no friends I can make like a friend in the army. When one is together, in difficult situations, or you Nebuch, you're somebody in the hospital together, and you go through a difficulty together, and you strengthen each other, and you encourage each other, this is something that's a bond that unites people. Klal Yisrael, Rachman Lassan, Eretz Yisrael, there's always this pull and this push, and there's politics, and there's this party, within the party, 20 other parties, and without 20 parties, another 20 parties. What brings Klal Yisrael together? When there is achdus, when there's a war, when there's pressure, when there's suffering, unfortunately, this brings it together. So, in order for Klal Yisrael to become a nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put them through slavery in order to put them all together. And Klal Yisrael, at this stage in time, was pushed into molded into a form of a single Klal Yisrael, into one single nation. This single nation, it's possible to lose your identity in such a group of people. If you are a nationality, if you are a creed, if you are a people, then you don't see yourself within the big huge picture. You just see the flag, you see the king, you see, you know, the passport. You don't see your own particular individuality shining out. On the other hand, as we said, Klal Yisrael have a weakness to an extent of being individuals, and you know, we're right and everyone else is absolutely wrong. And we have two Jews and three opinions. That's just the way Jews are. Jews are very much individual. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Korban Pesach is Ushmartem Esadova Hazeh. On one hand, it is combining you as a nation altogether. Ushmartem Esadova Hazeh. To make you as one nation. But a nation of what? Lechol Venechol, a nation of individuals. A nation of individuals, a nation of people who have their own individual input that make a difference. Don't be swallowed up by the klal. Have your own individuality, and that is represented in the chok of the Korban Pesach. Where do we see that in Korban Pesach? And in this, Rav Hirsch and Rav Zalman Sorotskin says somewhere else as well. A beautiful piece. He said in the Beis HaMikdosh, there's a halacha of shechut, of chutz. In other words, a certain place where you're allowed to eat the meat of Kodshim inside the Azara, and you're not allowed to take it outside the Azara. That was the way you ate it. Kodshim Kalim were eaten inside Yishalayim. There are certain places where you're allowed to eat it. What was the place over here in Mitzrayim, and was more specific later on within Klal Yisrael, that was a place that you were not allowed to take the meat of the Korban Pesach out of? Out of the house. In other words, what happened over here? There's a very individual din that by Korban Pesach, you know, ain't shoichtim alayochid. You cannot be a yochid. I want to serve, bring Korban Pesach for myself. I'm Kodesh. I'm going to bring a Korban Pesach myself. No. A person is not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach just for himself. He's got to put together a chabura. He's got to put together a group of people. Those group of people join into that group, and there's no switching groups later. You're part of that group, you're in. You're not part of that group, you're out. Yeah, this is not joining in later. You're part of that group. You choose where you want to be. You book your place. Yeah? Korban Pesach was not about fast food, and it wasn't about takeaway. It was about booking your place, booking your meal in a particular house where you had to stay. And if you have to stay, means, and it gets very hectic, say at night, with all the lachats of Mitzrayim, and you know, the packing, can you imagine packing after 210 years? Imagine getting the wife with all the shoes ready to leave Mitzrayim? Can you imagine what's going on there? And here there were all this packing, and all the kids, and all the daddy, when are we leaving, and Mitzrayim, get out of here, and all the wealth. And they are, with all that lachas, all that pressure, can eat that Korban Pesach in what particular place. They can't say, you know what, I've had enough of all this noise, I can't take this anymore, I'm going downstairs and eating outside. No, you've got to eat it in this place. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to show us that just like in the Beis HaMikdash, the place where you ate it defines a kedusha, defines a value, that this is a place that gives it its value, its worth. So to the home of Jews, the home where you have decided to come together as a family, as to come together as friends, that home, that's those kind of surroundings, make it kodosh, make it so kodosh that you're not allowed to take the meat out of there. The kedusha is defined in the home the way the kedusha was defined by a korban inside that azara. That was the koyach. That was the strength of a Jewish home. That's the strength of individuals getting together and building something within themselves. Within a cloud, but with a prat within the cloud, their own individuality, their own flavor of each Jewish home has the ability to create a kedusha that is unique and is valued and is what builds Klal Yisrael in the future. This is one idea of Korban Pesach. It's ushmartem, you should guard it, but as individuals, value what it means to be a home. Value what it means to be an individual. You can't join another group afterwards. That is your home. That's who you are. Treasure it. Build on it, understand its weaknesses, build on its potential, and that is the idea over here as well. That's one idea. Another idea is a very, very fascinating fact, is a Korban Pesach. It's not a Korban Oila, it's not a Korban Shlomim, and it's not a Korban Toida. It's a Korban Pesach. Pesach al Shema, yeah, what's it for? Al Shem Shaposach Kodesh Baruch Hu jumped. Okay, fair enough. So Korban Pesach is based on this historical fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu jumped over and saved our lives. If that is the case, one would expect a group of people to be able to be defined as those people who can celebrate eating a Korban Pesach. Who are they? People who are historically a nation that became who are passed over. Klal Yisrael. Anyone who was a chelik of Klal Yisrael at that time, or a generation of those people who were passed over, can bring the Passover sacrifice. Anyone who wasn't, what ideas do they have? What connections do they have with the Korban Pesach? And on this, by Korban Pesach, we find two very important dinim. Number one, kol ben necha lo yochal boy. Kol ben necha means shenichrosoi, that in other words, he has become distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a Jew who is not fulfilling the mitzvahs. He is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. He has no place in eating the Korban Pesach. A person who is not a Shabbat Torah mitzvahs has no right, have to see to what extent, has no right to have a portion of Korban Pesach. But I'm a Jew at heart. Ani Yehudi Balev. You ever heard that expression before? Ani Yehudi Balev. Yeah, and you go in a cab in Eretz Yisrael, and the guy's talking on his mobile phone where he's going to be driving on Shabbos, yeah? And you start saying, Mo, I'm Yehudi Balev, I'm Jewish, Jew by heart. You know, there's no such thing as Yehudi Balev. There's no such thing as Yehudi Balev. There's a Yehudi Balev, a Yehudi according to the Korban Pesach, that represents HaKadosh Baruch Yechidus Olam, that represents who Klal Yisrael are, or people who are practicing Jews. A Jewish heart is a good start in order to instigate and to encourage a person to continue in the right way, but there's no Yehudi Balev. Now, I'll be very careful over here but there's a certain ideology today that is coming very, very, unfortunately, it's spreading quite a bit amongst Jews, and that is that that as long that there's a certain book that somebody read, and he said over the following story, that a certain Baal Tshuva who came from a very difficult background started keeping mitzvahs and Shabbos with the Mesiris Nefesh Gomor, with a real Mesiris Nefesh, and he married somebody also a Baal Tshuva, and they built up a beautiful home, and it was difficult financially and it was difficult with their family, but they built up a home Mamash Al Taharas HaKadosh. And he went to this particular rabbi, yeah, and he said to this rabbi that he's very upset. His brother, who isn't religious, seems to be much happier. So this rabbi said to him, the difference is because your brother has connection with the Kodesh Baruch and you don't. Your brother's besimcha and you aren't. End of the story. What does this mean? Connect with the Bein Shalem is a person who doesn't keep mitzvahs. He just has emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has faith. That's Christianity. That's not Judaism. Judaism is not about believing. It's about practicing. It's about doing. He has nesiyonos. He has difficulties. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this person who became a Baal Tshuva, this person who became frum, this person who was Mesiris Nefesh, is going to get tremendous chaf in that. And he can eat the Korban Pesach. And this brother who is besimcha, you know, always got a smile in his face. Of course he's got a smile in his face because he doesn't know what he's missing as much. So he's not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. There's no Yehudi Belev when it comes to the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. And there's a whole mindset today of as long as you besimcha and you have a munah, that's all you need. It's not true. You've got to keep the mitzvahs. And if not, you can't eat the Korban Pesach. So this is another very important fundamental of what it's all about today. It's about the concept of becoming a dedicated Jew, in as much that a person who is a historically part of Klal Yisrael, who are no longer connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cannot eat the Korban Pesach. A ger, who has never ever had any shaychus to being in Mitzrayim, and he is connected to Klal Yisrael's ideals, and connects to the Kodesh Baruch Hu's fundamentals of what Cheiros is all about, he can eat the Korban Pesach. Because it's all about what you do, it's not from where you come from. If the Eved Kanani, an Eved Kanani that a Jew buys, that the halacha is, according to one of the Tanoim, that if they do not do Bris Milah, then the Odin cannot eat the Korban Pesach. Why? Because once he become a part of a home and he become integrated into the home, there's no difference between a child and an Eved. We all have the same ideals. We all have the same focus. This is Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is not about believing. It's about doing. Obviously, you got to do and believe as well. But it's not just, you know, I've got munah and I've got simcha and I'm happy, you know, me and Rabbi Shalom are, ani mebolei olam, besedig gamor. How do you know what besedig gamor? Are you keeping any mitzvahs? You're keeping Shabbos. Well, how are you besetting Gomor exactly? So this is a very important point. Al toichel imenu no. Very interesting din. Al toichel imenu no, the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to eat it no. What does no mean?
Raw.
Where does the source of no, raw, come from? So actually Rashi says that. Al toichel imenu no, Rashi says, Loshon Aravi, no is Loshon. It's not boy. Cooked properly.
This is a riot. It's a boy. The Makor. Same, just like they say in the
yeah. So, no, that says that could be a source to where it could be a source. Arabic could be a source. Totafos is also from African, right? So it's a source of where it comes from. Not. So the Karen Nazi wants to say as follows. No. Where do you find twice in the Torah the word no? No. Where do you find in the Torah? Where do we find in one short part? By Miriam it says, Kale no, Refor no, law. Yeah? Kale no. What does no mean? So he wants to explain no as follows. No is a request, very similar to like, no, please, no, come, let's go. Like, no. No means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu quickly. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to Rabbeinu Shalom, and Rabbeinu Shalom, please heal my sister quickly, because the whole Klal Yisrael is waiting. So, Kale no, please, quickly, Rabbeinu Shalom, Refor no, quickly, heal her, no. In other words, no is a lotion of quick. No is when you want something quicker, and you're requesting something to be done very quickly, you use a lotion of no.
It's fresh in Perigud Aleph. The Bakasha.
Perigud Aleph?
Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry, it's the second pasuk.
Ein aloshem makosha. Yeah, but kosher mimcha. Yeah, so let us start by no, please. But also not, but that's no, please. Okay, exactly. So what's no when it comes to food? No, can I have it already? No, can, I can't wait anymore. Can I, let's go. No, no. The no means a request to get things moving. So Kerenasi wants to say that al toichel menu no means a lotion of no, yalla, let's go. Please, can I have it already? In other words, that is why it is not cooked, because you're not patient enough to wait for it to be cooked in its developed state. So he says there are different tanoim and how you can eat the korban pesach. One thing you can't eat it is when it's uncooked, when it's not properly cooked. On the other hand, the pasuk says you're not allowed to eat it bevushel b'mayim. You can't eat it when it's cooked in water. Now, so here we have, he says, two opposites. One, on one hand, the guy is just desperate to eat it already. Ah, come on, let's get going. Yalla. I don't care if it's not properly cooked. You know, you go to a restaurant and you smell, you know, they're doing a steak for you on the grill. You know what? I can't wait for it to be cooked. Just bring it ready. Yeah? That is not. On the other hand, you get some people who are exactly the opposite. I want it perfectly cooked. I'm willing to take my time, cook it in water. In water, it's all completely surrounded in the same temperature. It's going to go all the depth, all the way in, all the way through the thickness. I'm willing to wait however long it takes. Says a pasuk, both of them are asr. Both of them are asr. You're not allowed to eat it when you look at mitzvahs. No, no, yalla, let's get going. No, what's a hurry? What's the hurry? Why are you chasing? Do things with Yishuv Adas. On the other hand, you get people who are so laid back. You see them schlepping to davening, you know, who knows when, at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, with a towel over their shoulder. What's man? Krishma, what's man? No, they've got plenty of time. No, don't be bushel mevushel b'mayim. Don't cook it. Kiyim tzli'esh. Tzli'esh. You should roast it in a perfect way with fire, with enthusiasm. You should do it with a koyach of passion, but with yishuv adas. Roshei al kiryoi v'al kirboi. You should have your head over your legs and over your insides. In other words, make sure your head controls where you're running and what you're feeling. That is what's expected from Klal Yisrael. It says by Sisera, it says, and Sisera, Sisera ran with his legs. So it's difficult to run with other things. Yeah, what's that he ran with his legs? So the Keren Tzvi says, you get people who, they run with the legs without their head being able to control them. So the pasuk he's saying over here is, make sure you have the perfect balance of not being too passionate about something, let's go, no, and not being the laid back kind. Make sure that your head is in control, when to use one, when to use the other. That is the concept of the focus on mitzvahs. But there's one other beautiful, beautiful vot that the chinuch brings down, and that is something which is a very, very powerful understanding. The pasuk says one of the isurim that the chinuch brings down, one of the lavim in the Torah mentioned in the chinuch, is the issa of breaking a bone during on the korban. So if you want to look at mitzvah tezayin in the chinuch, shalishbor etzim in a pesach. It is also when you eat in a korban pesach to break a bone. Now, which is a normal thing. You should know that the bones of a lamb are very soft, very tender. Right, and they're juicy. They're not like taking a ox or a bull. They're very soft and tender, right? But there's an issa for the korban pesach to eat it and to break the bones. Why is there issa to break the bones? So listen to this language of the chinuch, mitzvah tezayin. Mishor sheha mitzvah lizkor nisei mitzrayim. Remember nisei mitzrayim. So he says she'en kovoy libnei malachim. It is not covered. It is not befitting the children of Malachim, the Yoytzei Oretz, and those people who are the advisors of the land, legare ha'atzomois, to schlep bones, or leshabrom kakalovim, and to crack them like dogs. Lo yeos lasis kocho ki inaniye ha'am ha'arevim. Only those people who are poor and starving are the ones who start cracking bones in order to eat the meat. Va'akein, bitchilas boi ono lios skulas kol ha'amim. When we were chosen to be the skula, to be the nation, that chosen nation, mamleches koinim v'am kodesh, that we are chosen to be the chosen nation, it was not befitting for us to start breaking bones. Rabbi Yisai, this is such a powerful vort. Let's understand this carefully. Klal Yisrael were in the background of being slaves. How many times did they have meat? And on what kind of meat? On what kind of meat? This is a meat of the gods of Mitzrayim. This was like, nobody even came close to such meat. Right? And here you have this delicious meat. And how often have they had this? And you can eat this meat. So you go along, and you go, you jump in. Fast food, you go in there. No. No, as you said beforehand, you've got to book, you've got to reserve your place at the diner. You've got to book your place in the restaurant. You've got to go there and be carefully eat the meat, not rushed, with elegance, with perfection, with royalty. You're not this slave nation anymore. Don't be such a chaya. Don't stop ripping up bones. Shmuel Rozovsky, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, Shiva Ponovich, was a king. Was a king. He besides his unbelievable Seder Torah and his Shiurim, he was so perfect that he used to make a joke that he'd walk into Shir Kloli, into Ponovich, and he was very, very careful that he shouldn't step in anyone's foot, because he didn't want the dirt of other people's shoes to go on the sole of his feet. Top of other people's shoes to go on the sole of his feet. He was a prince. He was completely clean, organized. He once, Nebuchadnezzar, at the end of his life, he dropped a sefer. And he was, what you say in Yiddish, ois mensch. He was beside himself for a long time. He said, what's the big deal? It's a sefer. Didn't drop a sefer, Torah. He said, every single movement of mine is calculated. And if I can drop a sefer, means at that moment I didn't calculate that move. Otherwise, it wouldn't have fallen. Who knows how else I'm making sure I'm uncalculated. Every move was calculated. Shmuel Rozovsky says, you can get a bocher who is sitting and he's learning and he's geschmack and he's learning, it's fantastic. And then he's learning, and then he goes down to a dining room and he turns into a caliph. He turns into a caliph. He said he loses everything. He starts schlepping the meat and he starts pushing a line and rushing downstairs. He said he can lose everything. That's not doimel b'nei malachim. We're taught from being a slave nation, calm down. Calm down, it's only food. It's only food. You know, I'm shocked sometimes. Maybe I'm the Englishman in me. But I'm shocked. You see some people, some nice kedushim. I'm talking about some nice kedushim. And you get people who mechubadei am. People who are respectable people. People who, you know, have enough food at home. Believe me, they probably have enough food at home. These people, some of them are even driving very nice cars, living in beautiful homes. And the way they come to the food as if it's after, you know, the relief of mafiking. I don't know. It's like wow, got a bit of food. So what? It's b'nei malachim. Who are we? There's a gewaldige vort. The Malkas Shavuot, the Queen of Shavuot, came to visit Shlomo HaMelech. And the pasuk says, Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud, Pasuk Dalet, and Hey, v'terem Malkas Shavuot u'maychul shulchanai. She came to see the food on his tables and his avodim and his meshosim, how they ate. So Shmuel Rozovsky asked, the Malka Shavar came, the Queen of Sheba came all the way to see the kind of food Shlomo HaMelech had. Well, didn't have decent food back there in Egypt. What's the problem? So he says, no, she came to see how the food they had and how the people, way Shlomo HaMelech, through his Chochmah, was able to control the way the people's animalistic inhibitions were controlled. That these people knew how to deal with food in the correct way. There's a certain Derech Eretz, there's a certain element of Bnei Malachim when it comes to a slave nation turning them into a mensch. But there's more than that. There's a beautiful story I heard from the Satmar Rav. And this makes sense on how to understand this in the order of the Pesukim. The order of Pesukim later on in the parasha gives the basics of who can eat, when can eat, and then gives a minor halacha of it may not break a bone. So why does it come of who can eat, when can eat, and then why is a breaking bone such a major element of this? Listen to this carefully. The Satmar Rav, after the Second World War, he came to America, and he had a lot. He didn't have many Hasidim them at all. He had a few Hungarian Hasidim, and people would come to him, broken people, and he gave them chizuk. And people would come to him for brachas, and some of them, after the bracha, gave him a dollar bill. Some of them gave him $5. The shuim gave him $20, $100, and he'd take all the money. Sitting where he was in his desk, he'd open his drawer up, put the money in, and he'd close the drawer. And this would happen, and not only were there the givers, there'd be the takers too. And people would come in with the tsar and the tzara, and there's illness and there's no job. And he'd give. There was one time a certain gabba told over a story that a man came in and he had a terrible, terrible story, and he needed hundreds of dollars in order to rehabilitate his life. And The Samarov says, I'm happy to give you all the money that you ask. Come back in an hour. So he calls his Gabarin. The man leaves. He calls a Gabarin. And he opens up the drawer and there's crumpled dollar bills and $5 bills and $20 bills. And the Samarov opens it up and takes out the dollar bills and smooths them out. And he makes a whole pile of $100, $101 bills. And he puts a rubber band around it. Then he takes out the $5 bills and smooths them out. And he puts another $5, puts them all together. And then he makes them all smooth. And he puts another rubber band. And then $20 and $100 he smooths out. And that's what he does until everything looks in a beautiful, organized fashion. And he puts a rubber band around the whole thing. And he got it prepared for this man who's going to come later. So his Talmud said to him, Rebbe, it's not Bittul Torah. You got people waiting outside as well. You know, so you give him this, it's perfectly good, you know, currency to give you that squashed up as well. You know, what's the deal of this, you know, smoothing it out and organizing it? He said, let me tell you that the mitzvah of how you give tzedakah is as important as the mitzvah tzedakah itself. You don't give a crumpled note as a tzedakah. You've got to be machshev a mitzvah. You've got to respect the mitzvah and the person who receives it. You've got to make sure that when you're eating a korban pesach, you're doing a tremendous mitzvah, but do it with an elegance. Do it with a way B'nai Malachim do it. Do it with a regality that is there, that represents who we are as an Am Nivchal, as an Am Kodosh. This is Korban Pesach. There's obviously many, many more limudim. But the limudim is, number one, as we explained beforehand, that we are not just a bunch of yechidim. We're not just one huge nation. We are individuals within a nation. We're individuals whose homes make a difference, who has kedusha in our homes, of the individuality of our homes, can build a kedusha to such an extent that you can't leave it. That the achdus is important for the sake of the Klal Yisrael. Its idea of ani Yehudi balev just doesn't work. You've got to be more than Yehudi balev. You've got to actually be focusing on the mitzvahs and keeping the mitzvahs and making sure that they are done in a way that is b'shulamus. Al toichel menenor mavoshul mavushul b'mayim is a concept of do mitzvahs with a shikl hadas. On one hand, don't do it too enthusiastically that you trip over everything. Don't do it in a way that's raw. Make sure that you, on the other hand, don't do it too laid back. Whenever I want, don't let it become chometz. Do it reish al kiryov. Make sure your head is in control of your actions. And finally, it is a concept of b'nei malachim, knowing who we are, knowing that it's poshut, it's pasnish. It's not befitting for us to do our veirus. And the mitzvahs that we do should be done with regality, with an elegance to them that represents our deep love to Rabbeinu Shleiman and his mitzvahs.